Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, QT and Sun Guy with you here on another Sunday afternoon, first Sunday of February, Groundhog's Day. So, real fast before we jump in with our guests, some show notes. If you're looking for wrestling today, primetime wrestling happening like every Sunday in Paris, Kentucky. You have DOA Pro Wrestling happening today in Portland, Oregon. And then later tonight, also in Portland, Blue Collar Wrestling, where you can find me this evening. Also, real quick, it was announced on the social media, but for our listeners today, too, I am attempting to raise a little bit of funds for Tracy Smothers, who is battling stage 3 lymphoma cancer. And anytime you see me on a show this month in February, I will have promo pictures of Tracy that I'm selling, collecting donations for anyone that wants to contribute, and that and all my fees for wrestling will be going to Tracy Smothers. So definitely if you see me in February and you want to throw in a few dollars to help Tracy out, come find me and we'll take care of that for you. But without further ado, I want to welcome back our guest. It is her first solo interview with us. She was on our last Wives show. Paige Jones, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all letting me back now that I'm a whole wrestler now.
You are a whole wrestler now, for sure. And we know that you are, of course, the wife of the legendary Larry D. But since it's your first time with us as a solo, can you tell us what led to you deciding to get into the business of pro wrestling yourself?
Yes, most definitely. A lot of people actually think it started with Larry, but I have a stepfather, and he was a wrestler. And I started going to the shows with him, and I just kind of got the feel for it then and got that little bug inside that everybody gets. And then from there, it's just you fall in love, and that's it. I started going to shows, and then I finally wanted to train. Me and Larry had met actually before I was supposed to meet him for him to train me. We met actually at a show. And from there, we actually fell in love first. And my wrestling had to take the back burner because his was definitely further along than mine, and he needed that support. So I supported him in getting his career off the ground, which it has since he has signed with Impact now. And eventually, one night in West Virginia, he said, here's your chance. And after that, the rest is history. Again, I've been doing shows and training my little butt off and working hard to prove everybody that, you know, it's not just Larry D's wife anymore, that, you know, I'm a own person and I'm my own wrestler. And although a lot of my techniques are a lot like Larry's, and you could definitely point them out once I do start wrestling a lot more. But, that's pretty much it.
Proof that you are your own wrestler and an individual. Larry D's not on this program with us.
I know, that's kind of one of the great parts, is that now I get to prove why I'm not just this little, they think everybody thinks that I'm just this little, small, timid little girl, because I don't really say much and all that, but I've got some power behind me, and I've got some proving to do, and I'm ready to prove everybody that I'm not just a wife, you know, I'm I'm a wrestler, and I'm here to take over what I see as uprising, which is women, good women wrestling, and I'm here to join the good women wrestling that I see, the Tessa Blanches and the, you know, it's just an unending, though, the women wrestling, that, you know, Jessica Havocs, and, you know, I want to be where they are one day. I want to be part of the revolution that's happening, which is good women wrestling, and I'm excited to be a part of it now.
And you mentioned this briefly, but very recently, in the last few weeks, there is a show that Impact had, and they offered legendary Larry D the chance to sign full-time with them. They offered him a contract. You came to the ring. Somehow my allergies acted up. I couldn't fully and clearly see what was happening after that point. But can you describe what you were thinking and what you were feeling as you were watching your husband get that chance from the Impact management?
Oh, gosh, yes. I feel like even today that it was just yesterday, because I'm so proud of him. I know that after his match, I seen Scott Moore walk into the ring, and I just filled up with just tears, because I just, you know, you just felt it. You just knew, and I was like, oh, my God, this is it. This is what we've been working for, and I say we because it's definitely been a me and him thing. And he walks to the ring, and he signs my husband, and I wasn't supposed to be in the ring, but I don't know if it was a fan or who, but somebody just kind of threw me in there, and I was like, well, I'm going to celebrate with my husband. But I was as happy that day as I was when our children were born. It's definitely a magical, and I'm so glad that I got to share it with him. And I'm so happy for him, and he's definitely going to show why Impact, you know, chose him. He's definitely a great wrestler himself, but I'm super proud of him. We've definitely worked our behinds off trying to get him where he is now.
And when you get into the ring, their Impact, I think everyone knew what was happening and why you were there and so forth, but when you get into the ring and you have all those eyes on you and people's allergies started flaring and they couldn't see properly anymore, were you aware of all that happening, or were you just caught up more with your husband celebrating with him more so than realizing that there is a worldwide audience when you factor in a video on YouTube going around everywhere?
Honestly, yeah, I guess it would be more I was focused on him. I mean, I think everybody makes a big joke that I had a skirt on, which I never wear, which is weird. But I went to get out of the ring, and they were like, oh, no, you almost showed your underpants. And I was like, I know, I wasn't worried about it. I totally forgot I had a dress on. But, yeah, I was just so wrapped up in, like, being so happy for him and being happy for our family, because our son is the biggest wrestling fan, and knowing that his dad's an Impact superstar is just, oh, he gloats about it all the time. And that's the things that I live for, is our kids being proud of us. And our kids are definitely proud of us.
Absolutely, I'm sure of that. Now, you mentioned it on the live show when you were here last, but you and Larry D went to WrestleCon last year at New York City. That's where you and I first met at WrestleCon, and that is a huge, huge convention. There are live matches being presented as well as basically an autograph and meet and greet session. It's gotten bigger and bigger over the last few years. What were your impressions of WrestleCon?
Oh my gosh, I absolutely loved WrestleCon. I loved the atmosphere, the vibes, the beer. It was, everything about it was so good. And we wrestled for, he actually got to wrestle for Revolver, And I love the Revolver crew, Sammy, you know, Jake, Dave, all of them. They're also sweet. I mean, granted, my husband's 300 pounds. No, but it's a very different, very unjudgmental, free. I just love it. It's, everything about it is very free. And they're actually going to be in Florida this year, so thank goodness we get to go this year again. So I'm super excited. I'm like, that's what my countdown is for April.
Now, obviously, being on WrestleCon is very big for most people's resumes. Are there plans in place for you to either wrestle a match or to valet there at WrestleCon?
Oh, my gosh. Only in my wildest dreams would that ever happen. I mean, that's definitely what I'm shooting for one day in my future, hopefully being in the spot, or if not close to the spot where Larry is. But as long as I at least get to go and be there, and I don't care if it's selling Larry's pictures, as long as I get to be there and just experience it, and just get to have fun there, because it's so much fun just getting to meet everybody and getting to meet the fans that you don't get to meet on a daily basis because they don't live in your town, or get to meet fans that are from, I got to meet one of Larry's fans from, I think he was from like London, I think maybe, and he actually flew all the way to the United States to go to a couple shows, and he wanted to stop at that one of Larry's shows, and he said he had seen me on one of the shows, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm big now. But no, it's amazing just to be able to be in the atmosphere, whether I'm wrestling or whether I'm sitting in the crowd or I'm selling Larry's pictures, just being there and experiencing tongue-tied, it is amazing.
For the people that might be slightly confused, Paige means London, England, not London, Kentucky, I believe.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Just in case the people in Kentucky were saying, well, that's not that big of a deal.
Very true.
You, in addition to wrestling your own matches, you also valet for Larry D in a lot of places. Valeting is sort of a hard part in professional wrestling. You want to have the crowd react, but you don't want to outshine the person you're valeting. You want to be able to do what you need to do without blocking the view of the fans that are paying to see what's going on. It's sort of a hard position in wrestling. A lot of people don't understand how hard it actually is. What is it, as far as your valeting career, that you gravitate towards and being successful at it like you are?
Honestly, I think the reason why I'm even able to do half the things that I can do is because I've been around for so long. And I've seen so many different kinds of wrestlers and all different kinds of brands. And honestly, when I go out there and I'm managing Larry, I think about literally, I just amp up who I am. I mean, I'm already all over my husband because I love him so much. But then I just amp that up, and then I don't know, because like you said, you're not really out there for you. You're out there to kind of amp them up, and I'm really good at amping up my husband. If anybody hasn't noticed now, that's typically all I talk about is my husband because of how proud I am of him. But I'm really good at amping him up. I'm like the best hype man he's ever had, and I think that's why I'm so good at it. It's because I know how to amp up my husband.
One of the disadvantages for being a valet in some areas, and this would apply to some of the places you go, I'm sure, is oftentimes fans get a little too amped up, a little overexcited, and if they think that they can get their hands on a manager or valet, they're going to be able to exact revenge for their hero against the wrestler that is doing them wrong. Have you ever had any instances of fans trying to get to you as a way of getting revenge for something Larry has done?
Oh my gosh, yes. I think my very first time in West Virginia with Larry, I don't know why they don't like us, but I think I'm a pretty sweet girl. And I don't know, a lady, I guess, just didn't like me or my husband, and she threw a pop can at me, and it was a full pop can, and it did not feel good. But, I mean, I understand that fans do get carried away sometimes. And now, granted, they shouldn't. As long as I don't put my hands on them, they shouldn't put their hands on me. But technically, it wasn't her hands. It was a pop can. So I guess it doesn't count.
It'd count if it did some damage.
Yeah, well, it didn't do too much damage. It just hurt my feel goods. But my body was fine.
That's the main thing. A couple of months ago, I was able to make my way to PTW there in Paris, Kentucky for the Bob Evans seminar, and I got to meet a lot of the younger talent that is coming through the area. There's a lot of really, really good young talent in Kentucky right now. I was very impressed with the youngsters there. Can you tell us some of the people that are just getting their feet wet in the sport that might be the superstars in the next few years?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, Larry does have his academy, and you know, you're right. The trainees are definitely outstanding in their own ways. There's definitely, you'll have Perez, Unsensational, or whatever he calls himself, Perez is how I know him. He's very athletic and very in the time, and he's got so much ahead of him and so much talent. I can't wait to see where he goes. And then he has a Victor Vargas, the wild man Victor Vargas. He's probably one of my favorites because he's very different and he's very crazy. He's definitely a wild man for sure. I don't know what he's going to do next ever. They do have one of the only, one of the few, very few women trainees with Legend Pro Academy, Kayla Cassidy. She seems to have a bad attitude on her shoulder, but I guess we'll have to get that out of there some way or another. But no, she's very talented. She's definitely got that fire behind her. She's definitely got what it takes to, you know, run with the boys. And like I said, that's part of the reason why I'm so excited to actually be a part of Legends Pro Academy, is because, you know, we train just like the boys do. So we're able to get in there just like the boys do and wrestle the boys. And, you know, it's, you know, he's got so many trainees that it's hard to pick out which one's the best, but they, you know, they all have their own fire. I think he has a boy named Jacob Bracklift, I think is how you say his last name. He's definitely a different one. He claims to be the fight king champion. I don't know what that is, but he seems like he's got biscuits, which is what he has. That's what he brings. It's what he says. He brings his biscuits, and I can't wait to see where he goes. And I'm just very excited. I feel like these are my brothers and my sisters, and I'm excited to see where they're gonna go and how far we're gonna go together. And it's kind of like, you know, you start a new job, and you have your training class when you start, and you like to see us, you know, go as far as we can. And I just can't wait to see, you know, how far we can go, and how hopefully one day we'll be up there with Larry. But as long as the fans are chanting my name, I think they'll be happy too.
One of the things that you're going to contend with being in Kentucky and West Virginia is it's a commission state, so referees have to have a refereeing license in order to officiate there, so the talent pool is going to be a little smaller than some of the other places, for example, Indiana or Ohio, that has no commission, so anybody can officiate without a license necessarily. So you're just going to have more people available. From the talent pool there in Kentucky, I'm sure there's quite a few really good referees in the area. I'm sure some are still learning their craft as well. But who would you say are some of the better officials out there right now?
I don't know if it's about better officials, but I think they're all equally, you know, obviously good in their own ways. But I think one of the two that stand out to me the most is there's a referee that comes out of Roger Ruffin's academy at the NWS. His name is Aaron, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name because everybody makes fun of him, and I don't know how it's pronounced now. But his name is Aaron, and he does do our PTW shows. He does Roger Ruffin's NWF shows. He does do some Ian Rotten IWA shows, Mattel. But, you know, he's all over. He's traveling. He's willing to just, even just as a referee, and that's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to wrestle. He just wants to be a ref, which you don't see anymore. But, you know, he's willing to even get in the cars and travel to the shows 10 and 12 hours and, you know, just to referee, or willing to drive himself or drive somebody else, or, you know, he's definitely willing and wanting to show what he's got. And he definitely puts his all into it when he refs. He's definitely on top of everything. You know, if you ask him to do something, he'll do it. And that's either being in the ring or out of the ring. You know, he's definitely a wholehearted person. And, you know, I've seen him drive all the way from his house in Indiana to drop me and my husband off in Kentucky to come back to Indiana where he lives just because my car broke down. So he's just an all-around good person. And then obviously I'll always have a place in my heart for our referee, Scotty. We call him Scooter. But yet, for, you know, I'll always have a spot for him because he's our hometown. Although he may get on my nerves sometimes, I still love him regardless. But those two are probably my main ones, just because I see them all the time and they're always at every show that I go to, and they stand out the most to me.
In the last few years, social media has really affected professional wrestling, particularly on the independent level. Promoters and wrestlers themselves use it to promote their shows and their brands. It's helped a lot of independent wrestlers get into different areas where before they just did not know how to get to those areas. So it's opened up a lot of doors that way. There's also a lot of downfalls. We've seen people with national aspirations lose those dreams because of things they've done on social media. So there's definitely a double-edged sword there. What do you think of the way that wrestlers in general in your area use social media? Do you think a lot of people have a good grasp on it? Do you think it's something that people struggle with right now? Where do you see the general rule being?
I think, honestly, it's more of a, I don't know, I honestly try to stay off social media myself, only because of that reason. You know, I could post a picture or a meme and not mean anything by it other than it was funny, and it get blown out of proportion. I've seen that so many times. Obviously, I think that myself and my husband and his academy and the trainees, we know how to go about it. We know how to work it because we've been taught a certain way. Fortunately, we have, you know, people within the academy that teach us those things, teach us how to go about social media, you know, to use it as a positive, not a negative. Obviously, I feel like maybe some put out too much of their personal information, which is never a good thing, especially on social media. You know, I'll put out, obviously, if you go through my Facebook or my Twitter or my Instagram, you'll see wrestling cat and dog videos or song quotes, because that's pretty much my whole life anyways. I don't have time to to sit around and put my whole life on Facebook because I'm out traveling the road, but I'm out spending the time with my husband and my kids that I can. So, I mean, but I think primarily our circle is really good with social media outbursts.
One of the very bad parts about professional wrestling, especially for a lot of the females that are involved, are they get the sort of lower dregs of humanity fans that will send them very inappropriate messages on Facebook. They will be creepy if they go to the shows, especially towards the women. It's one of the downfalls of it. Obviously, wrestling being a cosmetic type of business, women are going to attract that type of clientele a lot of times, and it's just sort of something that is part of the business, unfortunately. Have you had to deal much with the creeper fan aspect of wrestling at this point?
I think, you know, every fan, even if they are being creepy, they probably don't know that that's what they're doing. And fortunately, I've dealt with a lot of different kinds of people in my line of work that I've done over my past 30 years of my life. But, you know, I mean, obviously you have those messages, but again, I just kind of either ignore them or just kind of send it to my husband and let him handle it. But typically it's, you know, they know that I'm married and they know that nothing's ever going to happen. And 9 out of 10 times, it's just a regular, hey, I appreciate your work. I love what you do. I saw you on this show or that show. You know, you did great. I'm your biggest fan. And that's typically where it stays. I do have one fan in particular. His name is Chris Wilson. He is my number one fan, and he takes a picture with me every Sunday. And everybody's like, you know, isn't that weird to take the same picture? And I'm like, no, you know, I love it because he's, you know, he's there because he loves what I do, and I make him happy even for 8 minutes of a day. That's fine with me. So, I mean, like I said, you get your fair share, but it's nothing like people laying it out to be, you know. It's not like an everyday thing. It's just maybe once in a blue moon.
Hopefully it stays that way for you.
Yes.
We have a game on the show that we like to play. We call it Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk, where I will throw out a series of two options, and the one that is your personal preference is the answer. Are you prepared to play around the Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Clothesline or dropkick?
Clothesline.
Boots or shoes and kick pads?
Ooh, shoes and kick pads.
Cables or real ropes?
Real ropes.
Radio or television?
Television.
Coffee or tea?
Ooh, tea.
Nectarines or peaches?
Peaches.
Battle royal or tag team match?
Tag team match all the way.
Boston crab or figure four leg lock?
Finger four.
A final one, pinfall or submission?
Ooh, submission.
All right. Very good job on Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk.
Awesome. Thank you.
We mentioned that Kentucky has the commission, and as part of the commission regulations in Kentucky, blood is prohibited. You have to end the match very, very quickly if there is bloodshed in the match. Since wrestling isn't commissioned everywhere, there are promotions all over the country where you can find lots of hardcore deathmatch type of wrestling, which usually means a lot of blood in them. But a lot of fans and a lot of people in the industry have varying opinions on if blood in matches is appropriate in 2020 with what we know medically about some of the dangers. What's your own personal opinion on blood relating to pro wrestling in the year 2020?
You know, I think obviously if you want to go out and do death matches and like hurt yourself like that, well then by all means, I mean, I will go and watch it. It's a priority. If that's what you want to do, that's awesome. But me personally, I will never. I'm not a deathmatch person. I just that's not my thing. I think that maybe some people are brave enough to do that, then they can be brave enough by themselves. But I'm just here to wrestle. I'm not here to try to kill myself or anybody else. So, yeah, no. Like I said, I'm pro-choice. If you want to do it, you have fun. I'll watch you from afar, but I am not going to do it myself.
Fair enough. Well, at this point in time, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure he has questions for you as well. So I'm going to pass things over to QT.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sangai. Hello, Paige.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well, very well, in rainy Washington. Paige, I'd like to expand on Sangai's Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk for a four-question Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Are you ready for the expanded edition? Okay. Deep-fried turkey or lobster tail?
Deep-fried turkey.
The Lone Ranger or Catwoman?
Catwoman.
County Fair or Opera?
Opera.
Oh, okay. All right. Super Bowl or WrestleMania?
WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. Well, Paige, you did very good on our expanded version of Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Paige, have you ever met Booker T at a WrestleCon? Booker T.
Oh, no. I sure have not. I wish I could, though. That'd be awesome.
That would be. What are some of the WWE superstars you have met at WrestleCon?
Oh, gosh. At WrestleCon, actually, I didn't really meet any huge stars like WWE stars or past stars. At WrestleCon, I think maybe like at like random shows, if one of them are like they're big talent and they're booked, maybe meet them that way. But like, I actually haven't really met a lot of WWE stars because typically if they're there and I'm there, I'm either with Larry or doing my own match, so I don't really have time to meet anybody. So I'm kind of in my own little corner now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, Paige, canned food drives are common in the Northwest, and I'm sure throughout the country. Have you yourself been chief executive officer of wrestling food drives?
I don't know if I've had that. I don't know if I'm that important to be called that, but we do, PTW does do a lot of toy drives, can drives. We do, they call it blanket and jacket drives. But, yeah, I know we've PTW in Paris, Kentucky, have done a lot of food drives. We definitely help the community. That's one of our biggest things to do is we're all about, if you come to support us, we'll support you. So it's a very huge thing for us.
All right. Okay. Has Larry himself ever donated Dinty Moore beef stew at a canned food drive?
I don't know about beef stew, but he's definitely donated a lot of stuff. I don't know if beef stew is one of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Paige, when you first met Larry and he was off on those long road trips, did you ever make a thermos of coffee for him to sustain him on these long road trips?
No, coffee is not really his thing. He's more of a monster energy drink kind of person.
Ah, okay. My next question was if you did make some coffee for him on these long road trips, if you ever made freeze-dried coffee for him and that led to a breakup.
No. Luckily, he just gets his monster from the gas station, and I'm out of the clear on that one.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Okay. Well, Paige, do you yourself have a sports background in high school?
I played volleyball up until my freshman year in high school, and then from my freshman year to my senior year, I was on dance/step team in my high school for 4 years. So I've always been active and doing something.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, you said to Sign Guy was it you or your husband or both of you that train at Legend Pro Academy?
I train. He is actually the owner of Legends Pro Academy. It's actually his academy. And luckily enough, he has let me join their team and trainees.
Wow. All right. Very good. Has Larry ever given you a written test?
He gives me tests 24/7. He just doesn't know it. No, not anything like that. I mean, just the normals, but no, he does, like I said, he doesn't know it, but he gives me a test every day.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sure you pass everyone. Yes, everyone. All right. Well, Paige, when you were growing up, were you a big fan of GLOW Wrestling? And if so, which GLOW wrestlers were your idols?
Actually, no. When I was growing up, I didn't know GLOW Wrestling was a thing. When I was growing up, I was watching the WWEs, the Austin 316s, the Rocks, the Suck It era, the Attitude era. That's what I was watching when I was a kid. Was Attitude era. I didn't really know GLOW was a thing, but I actually just found this out in the last couple of months, and I've just downloaded Netflix just so I can watch the GLOW series and see what I can find up there.
Well, guys, we have another caller on the line. Let's see if they have a question. Do you have the other caller on the line?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Did you have a question for Paige?
Oh, yeah. So before I ask, I just want to make sure, because I just found your program. Your category said sports. So does your program take all sports topics or only wrestling?
We try to stick close to wrestling.
Okay, then I'll stick with wrestling. Okay. Yeah, Paige, you know, just like many people, you know, I was a fan of the WWE, and then, you know, as I get older, it kind of goes away and stuff like that. What is your opinion when it comes to the WWE of, you know, they have athletes, and they have, like, storylines, and they make it serious, but sometimes they do things where they don't make it serious. Like, they'll make, like, the Undertaker come from the bottom, like Death, or Doink the Clown, like they do non-serious things. Do you have any opinion when it comes to wrestling not making it seem like it's like 100% serious sport and they do it gimmicky kind of things?
Well, I think with the new age, I think that wrestling is taking a very different turn on wrestling itself. I think with the times that we have, I think it could be a good thing, and I think that it could be a bad thing. I think if you do too much of it, they won't take you seriously. But if you don't do enough of it, then I think that they will take you as too serious. I think that everybody should be able to laugh in whatever they are doing, whether it being wrestling or football. I think it's a good thing. I think that It helps not only draw in the older people that are there, you know, to see the athlete part of it, but the younger crowd too that is there to, you know, to get a good laugh. And like I said, you can't be serious 24/7. So yes, I do think it's a good thing.
All right. Well, thanks to the other caller. QT, go right ahead.
Well, Paige, concussions recently have reared its ugly head. Not exactly an ugly head, but it's become a big issue in the NFL, boxing, and wrestling. Have you yourself ever suffered a concussion?
I don't think yet I have suffered a concussion in wrestling, but I have four kids, and I have a tomboy for a kid and an actual son. So I've gotten concussions at home plenty of times. But in wrestling, no, I think that Larry teaches us well enough, you know, how to maneuver ourselves so we don't have that happen, whether it, you know, be laying on another body part that might hurt a little bit less. But he definitely teaches us how to protect ourselves.
All right. Okay, very good. Okay. Well, Paige, in your opinion, who were the top three babyface wrestlers of all time? Male.
Oh, gosh. Oh, three. I don't even know. At this point in my life, I don't even think it would be on anybody like on WWE. I think it would be just because I travel so much with Larry, it would be somebody like, gosh, that's so hard. I don't know. I don't have three. I'm not going to, obviously, I think my husband's number one regardless, only because he's, you know, the fans love him because he's such a like person to relate to. I don't know, Larry, that's about all I got, but I don't want to say him because he's my husband, and obviously I'm going to say him. But I don't think I have three favorites. I think it's who I see at that moment, and they're my favorite. Until I see somebody else, like, oh, but they did something different, now they're my favorite. I think it changes very often.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Paige, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and that is to look up on YouTube the Buddy Rose Portland Wrestling babyface turn.
Portland Rose.
Buddy Rose. Babyface.
All right,
turn.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of the more historic babyface change of characters in the Northwest that ever happened. Yes. It'll make you laugh.
Oh, I love it. I'll definitely look that up just as soon as I get off the phone here.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And one of my last questions, have you ever played a instrument like a guitar or cello for your husband as he made his entrance? A real life music instrument.
No.
Have you?
No, I have not. Now that you have said that, I might have to try that. But no, I have not as of yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I recommend maybe a Les Paul Epiphone for you.
I will definitely look that up.
All right. Well, Paige, it's been great talking with you. I have to turn in my security vest at my shoot job, and I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you, QT. Well, Paige, like we were saying, you have been selling your husband's merchandise for quite a while now at shows wherever he appears. But as you continue to grow in your own career, I'm sure people are going to be clamoring for Paige Jones merchandise. Have you started the thought processes on your own merchandising at this point?
Yes, I've thought about it. I don't know. I'm so internal. I don't really, I don't know. I'm very conservative, I guess. I'm like, you don't want a picture of me. It's fine. I won't, you know, I won't sell them. Then nobody will buy them. So I haven't said anything out yet, but I've definitely talked to Larry and to our designer guy about some ideas, about some T-shirts and some pictures coming. But yeah, no, I've definitely got some designs in the works. So hopefully in the next few months, we'll have some Paige Jones merch out there.
I would buy some if it was available.
Well, just as soon as it becomes available, I will let you know. We'll send it out to you.
Sounds like a solid plan. Well, since you have been wrestling in the last year or so, and you've had several matches at this point, everybody that gets in there has that one match where it feels like that was the best match that they've had, and they're especially happy with how the match went. Have you had that one match so far that stands out as your favorite?
No, not so far. Right now, somebody had made a comment to me, and it kind of stuck to my brain as, you know, every match is a tryout match until, or every match is a training match until you, you know, you get signed. And that's kind of how I like to go into it. I don't want to be overconfident, be like, oh, I got this, and then something happened, you know. I want to go in there and be like, you know what, this is, let me go out here and do the best of my ability today. And if it's not best, then I'll learn something from it and move on. I think sooner or later I'll come up on a match and I'll think that's like the it match. But as of now, they're just like normal matches. Nothing too crazy.
Overconfidence can oftentimes lead to disaster in wrestling. That's when a lot of times people end up getting hurt because they're overconfident in their own abilities, where they're overconfident in what their opponent can safely do. Injuries are always going to be part of wrestling, and if you're in it for very long, you're going to have a few. What's been some of the injuries that you've had thus far?
Nothing crazy. I haven't had any broken bones yet. I do actually have a sprained ankle as we speak, and I'm only out for just a couple weeks, but and I'll come back stronger than ever. But, you know, like I said, just nothing serious. Maybe a bruise here or there, or my elbow's been sore because I forearmed somebody a little too hard, or, you know, or my neck sore because I got forearmed crazy, but nothing crazy yet, but I haven't done any crazy stunts yet, so we still have time to make that a fact.
As someone that has suffered multiple broken bones, I do not recommend it.
Yeah, I've heard they are not the best.
They are not. Obviously, in pro wrestling, it's a physical combat sport, and even if it's not you getting injured, usually you can count on one or two injuries to happen over the course of a month. If it's a weekly promotion, usually a few injuries if it's a monthly promotion during the course of a year. I'm sure you've witnessed a fair share of injuries at this point. What's some of the scarier things injury-wise that you've seen happen to other people?
Oh, my goodness. I've seen some crazy stuff there. So being that we get to travel so much, I've definitely seen a lot. I've seen excuse me. I'm under the weather. But I've seen a guy jump from the top rope to the ground, and his ankle literally just, his bone just pop out. I've seen my husband go flying over the top rope and literally hit his head on the floor, sound like a bowling ball, and need like five staples in his head. I've seen a lot. It's kind of like a Grey's Anatomy episode every time you go into a wrestling show anymore.
It can definitely end up that way for sure. Now, sometimes in the course of a match, wrestlers will be fine, but the other people in the match see or hear something that leads them to think that the other guy is actually hurt, and that can also be a scary moment for people involved as well, just thinking that there's an injury. And I've been in situations where that has been the case. Have you come across anything that it seemed like it was very scary, but ended up nothing was actually wrong?
Anytime Larry comes off the top rope, my first instinct is, oh, my God, he's dead. He's almost 300 pounds. So, you know, anytime he does anything high fly, the first thing I think is, oh, my God, that's it. I've lost my husband. And 9 out of 10 times, he's sore, but he's fine. But, yeah, that's about the only time. I guess because it's my husband, but, like, if it's anybody else, I'm like, they're probably fine. It's okay. But, I mean, obviously, here and there, you'll hear that certain forearm or that certain punch or that certain super kick, and you're like, ooh, like, that one was nasty. But I think the worst is when Larry comes off the top ropes. I think instantly he's dead, even though he's probably fine.
And Impact Wrestling, they have purchased Access TV, which is a national cable company available in households all over North America. And he will be part of that. And national television can definitely increase the number of eyes that are on you. Have you considered a little bit about what the fame might do as far as you and Larry's not only careers, but your everyday life, having people being able to watch you nationally and getting the exposure of people all around North America?
Oh, gosh, yes. I think about that all the time. I don't think about it like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait. I think about it like, oh, my gosh, there's going to be a point in time, or hopefully he gets to a point in time where I'm like, man, I wish I could just go out and just nobody know us, you know? Obviously, when we're in our hometown, that happens now. He can't go anywhere without knowing at least 10 people. And I always joke, but one day when he can't wrestle anymore, he will be the mayor of Georgetown, Kentucky. I full believe that. But I'm just excited for him. He deserves it. And obviously I've thought about, like, I'm going to be like his wife, and that may be a big deal. And, you know, with my wrestling career starting to pick up, you know, hopefully I'll get to his standard one day. I can only hope for that. But right now, we're in the stage where we can't wait because we're excited that, you know, somebody, you know, might see us. But I hope that he gets good enough to where, or in a position in his life where we're tired of being noticed. So, but right now it's tolerable right now.
Now, being on a weekly show like there is in Paris, Kentucky, Paris, not a huge, huge city, and being from Georgetown, which is also not like an enormous city, do you get a lot of notice from people just in your day-to-day life being in the wrestling business from people that are just around town? Do they kind of recognize you from going to the shows or watching the pay-per-views?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We can go to the Walmart and people, oh, my gosh, that's Larry D, or go out to eat, and, oh, my gosh, you're that wrestler, aren't you? But right now, like I said, it's tolerable only because I think that I'm used to it at this point, because even when we first met, he was such a big name in his hometown that it was like that anyways. He's been pretty big in his hometown for the longest time, and not because of wrestling, just because everybody knows him because he did football, and, you know, he's friends with everybody, so it's hard not to love him. It really is. I've tried, and 6 years later, here I am married to him, but he's just an all-around good guy, so it's really easy to just get along with him. So I think that's one of the bigger reasons why he's so popular, I guess is the word I'm looking for, is not because of who he is, but because of what he does.
That makes perfect sense. One of the things that is very important for most people in professional wrestling is their gear. It kind of symbolizes who they are and what they do a lot of times. A lot of people take extreme amounts of pride in their gear and or who makes their gear for them. Do you have a specific gear maker that makes the gear for you, and do you have sort of a intricate design that you like to use when coming up with gear ideas for yourself?
Excuse me. Gear makers, honestly, it's, I have a few people that I trust wholeheartedly that I would just be like, hey, I don't have any ideas. This is the colors that I want. Use your design. Use your brain. I trust you. And they come back with amazing gear. And that's not only for me, but for friends of mine that I've sent them to them. But me personally, I'm a very simple kind of person. I don't like too many designs. I think that takes away from the actual wrestler. I'm more of a simple kind of person, so I'm just, you know, pants and either a t-shirt or a tank top looking thing. I typically wear a t-shirt because that's what I'm comfortable in. I'm not the skinniest girl in the whole world. You know, when I work out, I don't work out to lose weight. I work out to be healthy, so I like my cheeseburgers. I don't know. I'm more of a simple kind of person. I don't really like. I like flashy colors only because I'm a colorful person. You know, somebody can say, you know, you're the color to my drawing. You know, that's just who I am. I'm a very outgoing, colorful person. But, you know, I don't. Design wise, like I said, I have a design guy that I don't ever personally make my designs. I can say, hey, I kind of want this with this, do something with it, and then he'll make me a design. His name is Jeff Waldridge. He does all my designs. He does all of Larry's, you know, not all of Larry's designs, but he does most of Larry's designs if he ever needs one. But, you know, that's typically what I do. You know, I'll go to him and say, hey, I want this and this and put this together, and he'll make something awesome, and then I'll send it to my gear maker, and I'll say, I want this color, and you do something awesome, and then I give them the canvas, and they make the piece for me. It's pretty much how it goes.
Well, we're down to the last few minutes of the show today, and I want to make sure you have ample time. If there is anything you would like to say to the listeners today, plug and promote anything and everything you want, social medias, upcoming appearances, merchandise, your favorite barbershop, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
Awesome. I'm always promoting Primetime Wrestling here at Paris, Kentucky. Always promoting my husband, Larry Jones. Larry D, legendary Larry D, however you might know him. I always promote his academy, Legends Pro Academy. I will always promote everything about Primetime Wrestling. If you ever want to follow me, I'm on Twitter. It's Paige Jones. It's at Paige Jones 85081. My Twitter is Legendary Wife. It's also Paige Jones. Facebook's the same, Paige Jones. I'm all over. You'll see me all over, you know, and that's about it. That's all I got. It's Primetime Wrestling and Get in the Car. That's another one. Is Larry D has a YouTube channel called Get in the Car. It's a phenomenal channel. You'll have a good time and laugh. So, and I want to appreciate and I thank everybody for listening. I know that I'm just an outstanding. I mean, I'm just now coming out to wrestling, but I want to thank everybody for listening to me for sure.
It's been our absolute pleasure having you on the show today, and hopefully I will make it back out to Paris at some point this year and get another chance to work at Primetime. That would be great.
Oh, yes, we would love to have you. You just let us know, and we will be looking for you for sure.
Absolutely. Fans, definitely, if you're anywhere in the area of Paris, Kentucky, get out there, watch Primetime Wrestling. Great product, lots of great young talent coming through there. Paige Jones among them. If she's on a show near you, balleting, wrestling, or even just selling a shirt, go buy yourself a ticket. The legendary Larry G, best hand in the house, will definitely want to see him if he's anywhere near you as well. We'll be back with you next week. Next Friday, it is our 10-year anniversary show, Turmoil Hitting the Decade mark next week, and then 1 week from this very day, next Sunday, we will be back with you, and our guest then is going to be none other than Rico de la Vega, competitor in the Midwest, who is once an announcer at Ring of Honor. So definitely tune in then, and support your local independent pro wrestling. You can find me at Blue Collar in Portland, Oregon today. And if you see me on any show this month, come help support Tracy Smothers, raise the money for that great, great veteran that has supported so many of us in the business over the years. So definitely help with that, and we'll talk to you soon.
Just before.